invasive of. Let us again quickly go over the lotion of the Mahabatid Shal Raglai Oyal Minolov. So the first day held that if one has a mud on his foot, he should go and clean it off on a kaisel, because if he is taking the mud off his shoe or foot, the kaki might come to be mashveh gumis. He might smoothen out holes in the ground, which is an iser deraisa. V'yesh mi she'oser af bekoisel. And there's a second day in that holds that to rub his foot or shoe on the kaisel to rub off the mud is also also. And the Rama says the Shita Sarosh is that everything is mutter, it's not considered boinem, and it's not, we're not chayish for shvuye gumis. Who adin the mutter lasiroi b'matcheres aroi letalto. There's another way to get rid of this mud. Is by take a piece of cheres which is not mukse and to take off the mud from his foot or shoe. So let us see the Mishnah Brura Sivkot Chavches that the Rosh is Mata Bishneim. The Lamaisif ala binyan lechashinam. The Shita Sarosh is, we are not afraid that this is considered, he's being Maisif ala binyan. Bishim the binyan chaklohu. This is a very, batlonish binyan, a binyan garua shal balei hakhorem. To make such a wall with mud, so that's considered meisav ala binyan. Agav uche, it's very interesting. They bring down from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, if a person has a faucet on his sink, and he puts on a rubber thing on the end to the faucet, so this this is called Meisiv Ala Binyan. One is not allowed to do it on Shabbos. This is, that means the faucet is Mechuba Lekarke, and adding this on, this is called Meisiv Ala Binyan. This he brings down. But I'll compare him to put mud on the kaisel, the Rosh holds. There's no problem of Meisiv Ala Binyan. Maybe if he'll clean his feet or shoes in a hole, the yashveno, and he'll smooth out the hole, gam kele hashina. So, but the Mishnah Berurah says, afilu according to the Rosh, who is not chayish to shema, to hashvuye gumis, aber afilu ledidu tzorich lizoyik shemekaneich bekalkim shelo yekaneich b'mekayim guma, that when he cleans his shoe, or he cleans his foot, he should make sure he should not clean it off by a hole. Now, I'd like to elaborate 1 minute on this, what the Mishnah Berurah says. The makir of this Mishnah Berurah is, he says in Shaar Tzion, where did he get this from? Poshut. So he said, this is poshut, what he's saying. Now, I'd like to elaborate for 1 minute. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, it says as follows. He says, we had here 2 days if one is permitted to clean his feet, bekalke. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says as this, avoloi bekalke, the day that holds you're not allowed to clean your feet or your shoes, bekalke, gzeiro, shemo yash v'gume, Gumisha Bekalki might come and smooth out he's cleaning his shoes, so he'll go and smooth out the gum and the kalk. Mikavone. Zotzi Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Lefi שדרך אדם, the דרך of a person is לחזר אחר מוקים גומה לקנח ברגלו. He says when a person wants to clean off his feet, wants to clean his shoes, so the way he's going to do it, if you have a flat piece of calcare, you can't do it. So the normal way to clean your feet is לחזר אחר מוקים גומה לקנח ברגלו. That's how you're going to do it. There's a hole there, so now he's going to go and rub off the mud off his feet. Shatit miskaneach shom heitev. There, very good. If you have a hole, and you'll be able to clean off the mud. Umitoich shuhu osuk lekaneach. And since he's in the process of cleaning off his shoe, Yeshlochosh, one can be afraid, Shemo Yishkach Shu Shabbos, so he's busy, very busy cleaning off his shoe, he might forget that it's Shabbos, V'yechaven L'hashris HaGumay, B'kinuchay, so while he's in the process of cleaning his foot and shoe, that you need a gumay to do this, so while he's doing this, he might forget that it's Shabbos, it'll be mashri the gumay. This is the svarim of the oitzrim. V'yesh matirim, and others are matar, shein choshishin sheyash v'gumis v'miskaven. You don't have to be afraid that while he's cleaning his feet, v'miskaven, he will go and smooth out the hole. Fine. So that's the material. Ve'im hishmu gumayis me'alayim. What is if he's cleaning his foot? And because of that, so the mud is filling up the hole automatically. Ayidei kinuchay ein bekach klum. That's no problem whatsoever. Shadomo sheine mishkaven mutam. So in Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he says, the whole shakla v'taryo over here, if one is permitted to clean his shoes and feet, because as we're speaking about, there is a hole, and the day that Asas holds that since he's busy and involved in cleaning his foot in the hole, Bikavoni might decide to fill up the kalke. The Rosh that is mad holds we're not chayish for such a thing. It can get filled up through the process of cleaning. That's a novel shayne miskam. That's how the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says. The Mishnah Brura says over here the exact opposite. The Mishnah Brura says, ומכל מוקים ושם יקנך במוקים גומי וישבן גם כלחשינה. I'm not afraid he might clean his feet by a hole. Umikol mokim afilu leditu tzorich lizoik shemekaneach bekalke shelo yekaneach bemokim gumen. He holds you not, but you have to be careful not to be mekaneach begumen. So the Mishnah Berurah is amoyo dekechumrem. And he says, what bothers me is in Sharash Tzin, he says it's poshut. In Shulchan Aruch HaRav, it says it's mutter. And he says it's awesome. I mean, So now we give you a whole shayla how to clean your shoes, which are muddy. Is permitted on the wall and the kalkev. Hatas kosum demidi de rabbonah. The whole thing is at the rabbonah de kishayla. We go yisrael. Shemiyash v'gumis. Do we say that it has a halacha of? Do we say it has a halacha of meisim alaminim? So the Tas says the whole thing is that the rabbanon yeshlismachal makilim the mutter b'shneim. Yesh min achronim shesayim the nochal lahachma lesser b'shneim. V'nire the bekoisel v'vada yeshlismachal hata kedas hamachabo shekedas reiv rishonim. So al halacha he says that the Mechaber himself started off and said with a Kreisel and Smuto, so my mail and that he said, one can zichen be Mekel. Here we have the Das HaRosh and the first day in the Mechaber. Bimat Heres, or Bezele Kulal Meshori, Aroi Letaltu, Lekame Simen Shin Ches, Sivzayn Meza Heres, or Letaltu, we have to make sure that what he's cleaning off his feet or shoes from the mud. This is, it should not be Mutzeh. Siv Zayim. Now, here we're going to learn Halacha, which is Meredik Negeya. We're going to see Meredik Machloikesen over here. Tit Sha'al Bigdoy. A person got mud on his baggage. Yes, mud. Here the Bible was speaking about wet mud. It's wet mud, a blob of wet mud got on his beged. Misham shefoi mibifnim. So he should rub the beged from the inside of the beged, not where the side with the dirty side, the clean side. So he rubs it together from the inside. It doesn't look like he's cleaning the beged because he's not touching the place where it's muddy. He's cleaning it. He's rubbing the helkei beged from the inside. But don't rub it from the outside. The dummy lemelabim. That means to be mishapshif, the beged from the outside, that is similar to melabim, and that is awesome. But now he says, but mi bachutz, he can rub it off with his fingernails. That he's allowed to do. He has mud on his suit, so he can take his fingernail and scrape it off. V'yesh mefolchem. Now others say that this whole heter to be megarer, to take off the mud, mi bachutz, v'hani mililach, that samke, it's a wet mud. Avol yovesh, but if this mud dried up already, also dahavi toichen. So it's a malocha of toichen. Now this is very interesting. One of the lametes malochas is toichen grinding. So the toichen and the mishkan perhaps they ground chitim for the malochas, or they ground something. Here it says if you have dry mud and you are scraping it off and it crumbles, this is considered, since the mud became compact and attached, so now when you scratch it off and it crumbles, it's considered like you're making the head now a chunk of dry mud, and by crumbling it, it's daimit to molesta station.
Give you anything like what they drive off the same thing.
L'chayim. Dry flour, so it's not. Dry flour, it's crumbled already. Unless what it got. But by flour, there's another inyan of ein toichen acha toichen. By earth, somehow, the particles become nischaba, and it's considered that you are now crumbling them. The havei toichen. Now, we're going to see Moyodi Kazachim. Now, Sha'al Bigdoy, Sifkot Lamed Aleph, we're speaking about mud on a beged. It's irrelevant what material the beged is made out of. These halachas apply. Definitely. Mishav shefoi mibifnim. Hainu. So this is permissible. Sha'oiches ha-beged bifnim neged mokei matit. That means so you hold the beged in the inside, the clean side, opposite the place where the tit is. And you rub the chelkei ha-beged from the inside, one with the other. Ad shenayful hatit. So by rubbing it from the inside, the tit will fall off. Va'af the la'el b'sif hei osa b'suda l'shav shefoy v'loy mechalkinen bein b'bivnim l'mibachutz. So now the Mishabur is asking a pertinent question. We learned yesterday that if a person has a suda, which was a beged, a scarf, something that covered his head, and he washed it, and we learned that the shivshuf of a beggar that was washed, by rubbing it together, it whitens the beggar. And this is also. And there we learned it is irrelevant if he rubs it from the outside or from the inside. Whichever way he rubs it, it's cold, since he wants it to get whiter and brighter, so it's irrelevant if he rubs it from the inside, he rubs it from the outside. He's accomplishing a process of libum, of bleaching, of whitening the baguette, and it is also. Here we have tit, we have mud on the outside of the baguette, and here we say, well, you rub it from the inside. So this is his kasha. That's his kasha. V'avil el b'siv hei osar b'suda l'shav shefoy v'loy mechalkinen bein mibifnim l'bichutz hosam hu mechavein l'tzachzachoy. There his intent is to brighten the beged. And he accomplishes this by rubbing it, and it's irrelevant from the inside, from the outside. Masha'en came kam, over here he doesn't want to clean the baguette. We're going to see soon, we're going to elaborate. She'en kavanosei ela lahoser atit. He doesn't want to clean the baguette, he just wants to get this blob of mud off the baguette. That's his intent. There he wants to brighten the baguette, so it's irrelevant where he's rubbing it. Here he just wants to get the tint off the baguette, and it's mutter. We will come back to this. But you're only allowed to do this from the inside. But if he does it from the outside, the dummy lemelabing. This is similar to melabing. Shemisyapet misyape habeged al yedeze. The beged looks nicer, cleaner to that he's rubbing the beged from the outside. So it's dummy lemelabing. Because he's not putting any water on it, so therefore it's not called melabin mamish. Now, what he means over here, we will come back to this. But let's go further. So the vowel we had like this. He has wet mud on his beged. So you're allowed to rub it from the inside. You're not allowed to rub it from the outside. Midarabonan, it's gomila melamun. But the mud on the outside is allowed to scratch off. Mi bachutz, this is on the outside. This is not called libum. Who adin the mutter legaroi begav sakin? If he doesn't have long nails, he can take a knife and take off the mud with the knife. You can take it off with the sharp end of the knife. That's mutter. That is if you have a wettish mother. So then we have these guidelines, the Bifninis Mutter, Legazaroi, Bistipoirin, Bisakin, is Mutter Mibachutz, Lishavshiv Shai Mibachutz is awesome.
Well, they may have been like a maybe minor line quality.
Well, let's first see what the halacha, then we'll come back and we'll explain this a little better. Avol yovesh, but if the mud dried up already, so now you want to scratch it, you want to scratch it off, rub it off, bein lekaskes afilu b'mivnim, is also because all these in your name of shivshuv mibifnim, which is not derech libun, or legaloi mitzipay was not derech libun, that's in hilchas libun. But if the mud is dry already, so we're encountering a new problem. The havi teichen, it's teichen. So it's also, there's a new malacha, this is teichen, he's grinding over here. To grind the mud is awesome. Now, af al gav davi meloche she'eino tzricha legufo. Now let us appreciate the kashin. All meloches, that the lamites meloches, which were on the Mishkan, la loche we paskin, it is only also if the meloche is done for the purpose that it was done in the Mishkan. Now let's speak about an ideal, a portion of the case. The Gemara says on Masechet Shabbos, "Hachoifer gumo ve'enei tzorich elo la'achlo." That means like this. Let's speak about a person digs a ditch in Shabbos. This is a malache de reise of boine or chayresh. This is a malache de reise. If a person, his whole intent is he needs dirt. Now, how do you get dirt? So you take dirt out of the kalke. Now, I got news for you. If you take the dirt out of the kalke, you're making a ditch. 100%. I don't need the ditch. I'm not interested in making a ditch. I want the dirt. So he's doing the meloche, which was done in the Mishkan. He's doing the meloche that was done in the Mishkan, but not for the purpose that it was done in the Mishkan. And the Mishkan, when they made a dish, they wanted the dish. Here, I want the offal. Let's speak about another case, which is also very shia. The one of the lamites malachis in the Mishkan was mechaber. They extinguished a flame. Now, the reason they did this in the Mishkan, they wanted to make coals. So they had wood burning. Then they went and they had the wood burning. And then they extinguished the flame in order to have coals. Now, if I have a house burning, and I'm going to go and I want to extinguish the flame. I don't want to make coals. I want to extinguish the fire. So this is also midrabonon. So midrabonon it's also. And Agavuche, Rahman and the son of a person's house is burning down, even though some Yosem Midrabon is not allowed to extinguish it. But Al Kokonim, but this is also Midrabon. Fine. So but this is a Meloche She'einot Zricha Legupa. I'm doing the Meloche, I'm extinguishing the flame, but I'm not doing it for the purpose that the Meloche was done in the Mishkan. I'm doing it for a different purpose. So this is also Midrabon. So now let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah discussion that the Gemara says if the mud dried up, So by rubbing off the mud, I'm crumbling it. I'm making from one chunk of mud, I'm crumbling it into small pieces. So this is meleches teichen. Meleches teichen, just like a person takes a kernel and makes flour out of it. So here I'm taking one chunk of earth and crumbling it and making small particles. So he says, Aval gav davim melochim sheina tzricha legufim. Al kaponim asurim miyikil lekulam. It's also midarabonon. So you can't do it. Val yidei eini yehudi muter. But to tell a goy to take off, this you are allowed to. So he says, why are you allowed to tell a goy? So let's make it interesting. A person was walking to shul and he fell in the mud, and his whole Shabbos pants are full of mud, and it dried up already. Now he wants to go into shul and he'll be a sight. And so he finds a goy. So he tells the goy to take off the mud. So the goy takes off the mud and it's crumbling away. And this is mutter. This is a shvus. The shvus, the mocking covered abrius. It's covered abrius. That means it's a common tissue. Your black suit with mud. It's covered abrius. So it's mutter. Fine. Now we're going to see moiridik zacha. Kosa vatas, nearly, I hold. So we just encountered an issa of teichen. If you have mud that's dried up, you're not allowed to scrape it off. That's teichen. It's also midrabon. Nearly, so the Taz says, I hold that this issa of teichen is davke v'yesh mamoshes tit al habeged. That means that there is a mamoshes of dried up mud. Uchshu megarer shom, and you scratch it off. So when you scratch it off, you'll see that there's a lot of stickler of tit that fell off. This is similar to teichen. Avot im ein shom ella mare hatit. But what is, there's no ben of stit anymore. There's just a mare of stit, a mare that means there's a stain of stit. And you're going to scratch it off, you won't find particles of stit there. It's just a mare of stit, and you'll scratch it off. Aber im Menschen bei der Marietit, wo hu megarer schon, levate el hamare, there's a stain, there's a mud stain over there, so I want to scratch it off, that you shouldn't see the stain. So the Taz says, ain't a doima le teichen, so there's no similarity to teichen, to grinding. What am I grinding? There's no particles left, it's just a mare of stit. I scratch it off, the megan gets clean. Umitam zeh, zok the Taz, yesh lahata, lemi shecholuk shaloi metunev ktsas. Now, here he's speaking about a person has, let's say, underpants, and there's some tinuf of soya on the underpants. V'ain't some mamoshes soya. There's no mamish of soya. There's not a chunk of soya. V'hu yovesh. It's right up already. Yuchel legarer b'tzipoyren ulahosir hamare. Now, Agavuchi, let us just say what the Taz is speaking about. This Rabbeinu Yoine in the Sefer HaYireh, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, this is a very interesting halacha. The Rabbeinu Yonah says when a person is davening for the Rabbeinu Shloilom, the person has underpants which are stained. There's a little stain of soya, meiraglayim. Meiker hadin, this is mutter to daven, it's covered, he has pants, and those, it's mutter to daven. But he says, oh, this is not proper. You're davening for the Rabbeinu Shloilom, and it's not proper. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, you should make sure it should be clean, or you should have a special pair of, he says, the Rabbeinu Yonah, you should have a special pair of underpants for davening. So that's a covenant of tefillin. Right. So now, so even though La Loche, it's mutter, but it's not proper. So here in the Taz is speaking about a person, the Shabbos, and he looks at his underpants, and there's a stain of soya. There's no bamish ban, there's a mare. So he says, by rubbing it off, he'll be able to daven benikiyis. See, he's permitted to do this. Yuchel agarab, it's bernos, and amal, gnesh, he's followed in the keys, adgan, losh, and atas. This is atas. Now, before we go further, I just want to mention, because I saw Shulchan brings this down, we'll hear soon why I'm saying this. This halacha that the Taz said, the Taz is speaking about Hilchus Krishim. He says, if there's a blob of mud, and you're rubbing it, and it crumbles, that's Toshim. If only you have a mare, and you rub it, that's not Toshim, and it's Mutter and Shabbat. This, the Taz said, the Shulchan Aruch Harav said, the Hayodom said, the Masas HaShekel said, and Aruch HaShulchan said. All of them bring down this halacha. Now, the Mishnah Brura is chilek. Olani is daiti yesh la'ayin bozeh tuva. I think what he just said, you need a lot of eon to be samech on what he said. Dinehei the mishum toichen leket. He's right, 100%. The Isser of Teichen, the Isser of Teichen is to make from a large entity, to crumble it into small particles. That is not applicable by Amare. He's 100% right. But he says, Arei al-Kaponim mechaben bozeh liyapes ha-beged o le-tach-tzachoy. But listen, he wants to take off the stain. And he wants to make the beggar clean. He wants it to be clean. There's a stain on the beggar, and he's scratching it all. So it's melabin. What happened with this melabin? Look in the bir aloche. We'll come back to the, we'll see the Bir Allah in a minute. The portion, the Thumullah Hadassa Taz, the Taz was only Mata Nimutta like the Garabit Zipoyan. That means he held you allowed to be Garabit Zipoyan, and for some reason he wasn't Chayesh Wamalabin. Oy le kaskes oy mi bifnin, aber le kaskes mi bachutz osa b'chol gavin. That's it also. No, that means if you have a stain on your beggar, then you're going to go on the outside and rub it together. This is dicha also. This is no shayla. From the inside, could be according to the Taz of Mutam. The Isa, well, this is Arvin. That's the Maxi Kamalavin. That's the Mahaba. That's the Domila Malavin. The Mahaba spoke about that to be Mishavshim Hutz the Domila Malavin. So he says the Taz was only, but the Mahaba was Mata with Garabitzi poison. And then the Mahaba came to say had a problem with dry mud that the dry. But there's no problem. Fine. This is the Mishnah Berurah. And in the Bir Halacha, he says, he brings out, we hear the Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita was that if a person had dust on his beged, and he had a black new beged, and he shakes out the beged, so that's also Mina Toira. Even though there's no cleaning, there's no water, nothing, he's shaking out the beged. So Memele got the mikvah of Nissan Karelitz to go like this is also awesome. A kaponim, that's called Niyam. So that's also. So he says, according to Rashi, it's a Nisar Deraise. So he says, so the same thing, if he scratch off the beged, the tsoy of the beged will be awesome. So now, so he asks us. Now the tsoy shulchan says, all these poiskim we had there, a pause, so finally, Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Machzai Shekel, the Leor Rabbe, the Chayodom, and the Kalkelus HaShabbos, that's in Tiberus, Yisrael and Mishnais, they all bring this now, and all of them make such a choice. It's a problem. So, Mekitza, he's not down. Now, the Shaila is, why is it Mutta? So, I just want to explain what the Machlekes is. The Mishnah Brura held that if you completely clean a stain, it's irrelevant how you're cleaning it, scratching it off. That's called Malabin, and it could be it's an Isidrais. That's what he held over here, and he's chaylik on all these chayskins. Just go down the house, but there's a whole bunch of chayskins. The Tzais HaShulchan says, he wishes to disagree. The Indian is, by each cleansing process, one looks at the oven, how it is normally cleaned. Now, he says like this. He said, we had a holuk, we had a beged that was washed, and then they used to rub it together to make it brighter. He says, that was the way they brightened the beged. That means it was done dry clean. There was nothing. It's clean already. It was washed. By rubbing it together, it gets whiter and brighter. That's the Eifan HaLimud. He says, if a person has a stain on a beged, the Eifan to clean it is to put on water. That's the Eifan to clean it. If you put on water, that's your Mechal Shabbat Tarais, Achman and Son. You have a stain and you go, you take some saliva or something to say, or the little water, take it off. That's a Shalom Shabbat Tarais. But if I scratch it off, that is not the Eifan HaLimud. A person doesn't clean stains in this way. Rashi held, if you have a black beggar that's dusty, you don't wash it. I'm sorry. You know how you get rid of the dust? That's what you do. You shake the beged. That is the Eifan HaLimud. So if you shake the beged, that is an Issur D'oraisa. But if you have a stain on your beged, you the Eifan HaLimud over there, you don't shake it. There, the Eifan HaLimud is, you make it wet. That is the Eifan HaLimud. And if a person scratches it off, so mainly he says, this is Mutter. And he says, that's Pshat and all these Poiskim. So I'll come on them and smile and they can the person gets some solemn calls on suffering and is begging. So we have to know. He has a fakashe on the Mishnah Berurah. He said, the Mahabur said, by mud, he should scratch it. He said, why didn't the Mahabur say to scratch, take it off? But he should tell us where to stop. The Mahabur was Mata Legararoi. He said, according to the Mishnah Berurah, I mean, take it off. I mean, you'll scratch long enough, you lose the stain also. Yeah. Why didn't the Mahabur say this? The Kitzah, Lalocha, we hear by Machlaikis, the Mishnah Berurah, in Roiv Achoinim. Mishnah Berurah holds you can scratch off a stain only if there's something left over. That means but if you'll do a good job and someone will come in and he won't know that some cholent fell on your beged, so he holds this is Chilul Shabbos. And according to the Taz from the משוכן אורך הרב, שקל נעיל הרב, אני חיות, אני אורך השולחן, אני לא עושה. No problem.
Oh.